A new culinary school that teaches more than the difference between saute and simmer opened in Anchorage last fall to provide classes for people who are homeless or are leaving prison. Instructors at Feed Me Hope go beyond teaching cooking skills to teach life skills. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman checked out the program.
Julia Moore walks through the kitchen at the Hope Center downtown soup kitchen in Anchorage, pointing at the vegetable prep area and giant freezers. Then she remembers something way more important.
Oh, let's go check my dessert. I forgot my desserts in the oven.
She rushes across the crowded room and pulls a large metal tray of apple crumble out of the oven.
Smell that.
She says she loves baking desserts because, unlike vegetables, they make people the happiest.
I can't get excited about chopping up yams, you know?
Moore is midway through the 12-week-long culinary program at the soup kitchen. She joined the school because the conditions of her release from prison into a halfway house required that she get a job, and she wasn't having any luck.
And I mean, I was applying at Wendy, I was applying everywhere, and nobody was interested. You know, I have a lot of tattoos, I'm older, I hadn't been employed in over 10 years.
Now, every morning she joins 10 other students for training that applies to all jobs, not just kitchen etiquette. For the first half of the day, they take life skills classes. Then, in the afternoon, they learn to cook. Everything the students prepare is served for dinner to the 50 women who sleep at the Hope Center, which is a soup kitchen by day and an emergency shelter by night. The program is privately funded through donations and catering sales. Chef David Sorensen teaches the cooking classes. He says the skills he imparts, how to hold a knife, how to make vinaigrette, are important, but won't necessarily help his students keep a job. First, they need to learn to deal with their inner gremlins.
With those voices, i.e. gremlins in your head, that are telling you you're not good enough, you're a failure, you can't do this. If we can't get them to a point where they can overcome those voices, they won't be gainfully employed, and that's the reason why they're here.
So while he teaches them to dice peppers, he also talks about his life and checks in on how the students are doing outside of class. Sorensen says he's been where many of his students have. He's in recovery from alcohol addiction and was homeless when he was young.
In the past, if somebody had said, hey, I've got a culinary job for you as a teacher, I would have not lasted 2 months. I would have just said, would have chucked it all in and said, nah, I can't do this, you know, because I would have still been not sober.
Sobriety is one of the program requirements. Students undergo random drug tests and are asked to use a breathalyzer if program staff suspect they're drinking. Sorensen says people who are caught using will get another shot at staying in the program, but they have to agree to stop using substances. Feed Me Hope is modeled after Fair Start in Seattle, which has run a culinary and life skills program for 30 years. 90% of their adult graduates get jobs within 3 months of finishing the program. So far, 3 people have graduated from Feed Me Hope in Anchorage. 11 more are on track to finish in late spring, and Moore is one of them. She says she doesn't plan on getting a culinary job when she finishes, but she's definitely learned some things that will help her in life.
I don't work well with others. I do better by myself. That's why I'm an artist. But I'm getting used to working with people, and which is a good thing. People are okay, I guess.
Moore pulls her dessert out of the oven, the edges brown and bubbly, then heads into the walk-in refrigerator to make the final preparations for the night's meal. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.